October 15, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Maraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. So you didn't kill me. I came here to do this. So this is my purpose. You didn't kill me. I gave you my life. You didn't take it. God sent me in the world to give it for his cause, and I gave it. How can you take what I gave to God? Are you listening to me? How can you take what I came to give to my God in obedience, even if it means losing my life? Such a shaheed is never killed, never crucified. He's obedient to his God, and he will give his all rather than disobey his law. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayah 37, each one concerned with his own self. Palms 2:3, let us break their bonds. Marriage relationship shouldn't be based on sex. The relationship of man to wife or husband to wife, it is not sexual, but sex is a necessary element. That's all. That relationship should never be based upon sex, even though lower animals do not base their relationships upon sexual pleasures. They have that pleasure and realize that the produce of that action is now in the female, and she changes her behavior, and she gets serious about being a mother before even the baby comes. This is an animal. And when the baby is here, she is devoted to the life of that baby. So the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing, and to care for life. So after the present ones are gone, the life continues in the best form. So this is devotion to community life, isn't it? Your sexual act should be devotion to community life. So this is naturally in man before the world of commercialism spoiled them. They see a wife as a future, a natural man in his original nature. The wife sees the husband as a future. They look to family, to having babies and having more company than just one or two people. They look to a growing future of family and organizations of people loving one another and working one another and supporting each other, life, and extending the productivity and the interest of life. So that's what they see, and that's what community life should be. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, you're less than an animal. If that is what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex and a dirty thing. I always had it in my spirit. You know what sex was to me? A beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and smells nice, and it mixes with something from another, the opposite light, and it reproduces fruit. Here, the plant has been transformed. It is no more just a plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit, the fruit of Islam. So look at yourself, brother, as fruit. Is your production sweet smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? The Quran, Surah 81, Ayah 3, mountains. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 15, mountains set, least earth shakes. Allah says, and if he hadn't set up mountains, the earth would have shaken with you. So mount plus train, tame, like retain, holding. Is that right? So they are stabilizers. So you see the very word mountain tells us something. Mountain, train, at the end of the word suggests that something is holding, maintained, retained. It tells us that something is holding. And mount means that it is mounting up. And it is also holding itself, right? So mountain represents intelligence, authority, respect. When the creation sets into the natural state of man's intellect, he loses his spiritual curiosity. So death sets upon the spiritual sciences, and then his ability to command respect is lost. There is now no for him personally. See, the mountain commands respect. It is as a symbol of authority. So man wants to go up on the mountain to get broader vision. Sometimes he just wants to challenge the mountain to see if he can climb up that high. So we are talking about the intellect. Quran says, then the mountain vanishes as a mirage. So the natural urge in the intellect dies. Man loses attachment with the natural urge. With the intellect, it is warning that losing respect for God is what brought him into the natural urge. As a consequence of that, his spiritual vision dies, and then his ability to gain respect in society is lost. And we see that. That's the way it happens. Look how long generations turned against the old establishment. Change is taking place. But we haven't recovered from that. The young are still not inclined to respect the old or the elders. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayah 5, wild beasts gathered. So wild beasts gathered are wild gangs in streets. So the mountain must then represent intelligence. Because now, with the intelligent authority gone, wild beast takes over. There is no intelligence now to discipline the wild beasts or keep them in their borders. They now come out of their borders and begin to organize themselves, like the gangs that are in Philadelphia, Chicago, etc. So the neighborhood that was once under the church influence is now terrorized by gangs, right? And the church can't handle the gang, and the gangs handle the church. So the mountain is gone, and the wild beasts are herding together, like gangs, cobras with cobras, pythons with pythons, and they all have different names. They meet with each other. Then another group of gangsters with another group. They don't even fall into that category, but they are herding together too, like with light. The central authority, central vision is lost. Central authority is gone. So the wild beasts are herding together. sea camel represents individual intellect. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayat 4, sea camel. Sea camel then represents the individual intelligence and the sun and the natural urge in the intellect that gives birth to the vision. That is the religious vision or cultural vision that lights the world, civilization. This happens after its spiritual insight goes away, and then mountains and authority goes away. And then individuals lose respect for authority. So loss of society, authority, then individual dignity. So the authority in society leaves before the individual loses his dignity. Individual dignity, individual composure, sense of rational responsibility in the individual. It doesn't die inside before it dies outside. It dies outside. It is still living in the individual, but in time, the individual is influenced by what is popular, by what the established order, the individual begin to conform to that. So after the mountains are lost, authority and the society is lost for these principles, for these intellectual values, then gradually it is going to influence the individual who has been priding himself in being an intelligent person. But he is overwhelmed by the development that are forming in society, and pretty soon now, he finds himself conforming to habits that really are not himself. If you ask him, man, were you always like that? He says, no, man, come to think of it, I wasn't this kind of dude. Camel lump vigilant. So here, you know, a camel has a lump in his back, too. He's mounting up, too. So he is mounting up, and he is very vigilant. Have you ever seen a camel? Have you ever seen one in the movies, in the desert? He is watchful. The camel doesn't go like the donkey. The camel goes like this, looking all around, and the donkey goes looking straight ahead. Yes. So I have seen them. And when he speeds, he points his head straight out. As when he speeds, he knows that he can't be distracted by something over there. He is intelligent, circumspect. He wants to know what is happening all around him. So he is walking, looking all around him. He doesn't want anyone to pull any surprise on him. Hadith, trust God and tie your camel. So there is something in the Hadith that explains to us what is meant by camel. When Prophet Muhammad came to Medina, what instinct did he trust to lead him to the safe house? Camels. He let his camel loose. And the house where his camel went to, that's the house where he said that he would stay in. So Hadith, find lost sheep saved for Master C. Camel leaves it alone, it will find its way to its owner. Also the Hadith says, if you find a sheep lost, take it and save it for its master. But if you find a camel lost, leave it alone. It can return to its master. It means that natural urge in the intellect, when that urge is awakened in the intellect, when it is alive in the intellect, it is what we call instinctive intelligence in the animal, and an intuitive intelligence in the man, right? So when that intuitive intelligence is alive and working in the person, you don't have to worry about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them. He is going to find his way. Sometimes it is best to leave them alone because they can't listen to you and that urge at the same time. They will get confused. All right. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayah 4, camel, 10 months pregnant. Then 10 represents 5 senses of conscious and subconscious levels. So we see that the camel is called 10 months, camel. And that's what it is referring to. The operation of the 5 senses in the intellect. They operate on 2 levels, subconscious and conscious. So we have to be conscious. I think that we have covered that commentary very well. And we thank Allah. I said that the 5 senses operate mainly on 2 levels, the subconscious and the conscious level. So we have to keep them in the conscious to save the subconscious foundation. Also, will marriage, homosexuality. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayah 28 to 29. There is no willing but Allah. The Quran, Surah 37, Ayah 2. Man's creation bigger not than the earth. The Quran, Surah 95, Ayah 5. We created man in the best way. El Hadith, page 2, 633 and 377W. Marriage is half of religion. Anas reported the Prophet said, when a man has married, he has fulfilled half of religion. Then let him fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the remaining half. So worship in al-Islam is conforming to the will of God. Will of man is a poor reflection of Allah's will. Worship in al-Islam is conforming to the will of God, obey, agreeing in and to God's will. So that is what worship is. And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. Peace be upon the prophets. His will is what supports his creation. God's will is not spooky. A spooky thing I'm talking about. Don't think God's will is like your will. And again, it is similar to your will. Your will is nothing but a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God's will. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word in the Quran. Even though you will something wrong that was in God's will for you to have that freedom to do that, in the end, you are going to be finished and God's will is going to inherit you and not you inherit God's will. So after you are finished dead, God's will is going to inherit you and you are going to go back into his system of matter. And his system of matter makes salat to him. His system of matter is a Muslim, and it makes salat to the Creator. In other words, it brings it from to conform to the will of its Creator, the will of God. The Western problems is incorrect reading of the Bible. Homosexuality results from corrupt culture, all officiality, impose original nature. So our salat is worship. And everything we do in our life should be worship. So this is the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Quran. And the teaching of our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, everything you do should be an act of worship called in Arabic ibadah, ibadah. But as I said, we all do not conform completely. So we are not perfect, but we should be striving to bring our whole life to be an expression of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad the Prophet was that kind of a person. His whole life was worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone might ask, what about his wives? His wives, he was married to two women. That was half of his religion. That is his saying, marriage is half of the religion. He said, marriage is half of the religion. You have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about the Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. You should be writing that down. I said incorrect reading of the Bible, so don't go out there and say, the imam said that the problem is in the Bible, brother. That problem came from the Bible. No, I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. That is a big difference. So what happened to society? It is influenced by the moral problems of pious men who accept to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and have to go to the court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. They have a thing with sex. And if Satan comes in and he uses their defects and influences the whole culture, not directly. He whispers his influence into the culture. And they are already weak for it. So they buy it. So when you give the natural life artificiality imposed upon the natural life, a life that is really strange to the natural life, and a artificial, not real, when you look at what is natural life, what happens? The behavior registers, and that life is confused. You confuse it. And it becomes so confused that it sends you into extreme to get rid of the problem. The nature to register or what is going on influences what the influences is asking of the natural system inside you. It becomes confused. And then it sends your spirit and your behavior to extremes. One goes to the extreme, and he wants to just give up the world. He wants to give up women. Sex is so nasty that he wants to give up women. Believe me, you have a lot of homosexuals. They do not know their own problem. The culture has influenced them. They think they have a natural problem. There are not many who have a natural problem. If you have a natural problem, come to me. I will halal it for you. But if it is in your mind, I can't halal it. I have to bring it out of your mind. You have to correct it in your thinking. If it is a natural problem, why do we just halal each other? So those who have the problem, just halal yourself. They say it's a natural problem. Well, I'll give you the sharpest knife that you have ever had in your hand. It won't give you any pain. It will just quickly halal yourself. But it's not there. It is in your brain. God created us in the best form. So the culture has influenced mothers going back way into the time. And mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way. And they make a homosexual out of their son. I'm speaking from knowledge. So it is all about form. God created us in the best form. The Quran says we have created the human person in the best form, and the best model, and the best mold, the best pattern. So that is what it is talking about. But the influence of your own self in your own world can help you or take you out of that. The Quran goes on to say, and as a consequence of your own doing, that excellent pattern is seduced to the lowest of the low, to the home bottomless pit, lower than a dog. And you know that. It takes it, I think it was true in all times, but now more so than ever. We offer and insult the animal kingdom when we call some of these no good so-called human beings a dirty dog. You rat, you have never that a rat gave the world as much problems as you. Don't hurt the rat image like that. Abraham got down stars. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 36, get you down. The Quran Surah 6, Ayah 75 to 79, Abraham rational search for God. So man fell because he thought he was an angel divine. Falling star is a sign of our fall from the misperceived of our perfection. That we, continuing with the Quran, speaking of the heavens, it says how we have made it and adorned it. Adorned it with what? Beautiful lights. Aren't the stars beautiful lights up there above us? So you don't have to even go to Texas to see that. It is beautiful. And in Texas, you have a wide, beautiful sky. The land is so big and the prairies are so wide that you can see those stars up there. And it looks like you can just almost throw a rock and hit one. They look that close. Or you can shoot, maybe touch one with a bullet or a missile or something. And it is like a piece of black cloth bedecked with jewels. And they are just sparkling all over it. So that is why the translator sees that. He registered the beauty of the clear sky as night with all of the black with all of the light shining. And he uses the English word adorn. And I'm sure Arabic word is even more rich in describing it. Adorned it, and there are no flaws in it. Some might say, yes, there is some flaws. Stars fall. They fall because they got out of the system. That is why they fall. Something happened to make them lose their place in the system. And they fall as a sign to us that no matter how perfect we think we are, sometimes we fall. And we really believe that in order to serve the Lord God who created everything, man, he has to fall. He ascended, and he thought he was an angel, or he thought he was a perfect being. He thought he was divine or a godlike creature. He thought that, and he had to fall, and he fell. A man, a prophet of God by the name of Abraham, Ibrahim in the Quran, knew the place of the falling, and he went there where he knew the stars fell. Is nothing but a metaphor, a symbol, a sign of our fall from perfection that we perceive to come back down here with everybody else. You can set yourself up as angel or as a divine, but sooner or later, we are going to find you burning out, falling from heaven and burning out. And when you cool, we can do something for you and do something with you. So Muslim every day, born Muslim even in the wild. So our father Abraham, peace be upon him, found and took that stone and he placed it in the corner of the house that was going to be a house for all mankind. It was going to be equally the home of the white man as it is for the black man, for the Jew as it is for the Christian or the Muslim, a Hindu, a wild man, a wild man in the jungle or whatever. It is going to be the home for everybody who was ever in human creation. And everybody at birth is in human creation. I don't care if he's born in the wild. When he comes from his mother, he is in human creation. So they are not tigers coming out when the delivery is there. That baby is ready to go into any civilization, though born in the wild, the jungle, but ready to come up in any civilization. You could bring that child right straight from the wild society and wild mother straight to my house, and I will raise him in my house, and he will come up just like my sons and daughters. God present. God presents them right into man's world. That is why the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, everyone is born a Muslim until circumstances make them otherwise. So the Quran, Surah 83, Ayah 14, heart rust. So we know that prison is something that affects from within. The rust is something that eats away from without. So there are things eating us away from within, poisoning us and denying the individual to be comfortable, to be healthy internally. So there are things aggravating us from without, inferior status, slum conditions. The Quran, Surah 83, Ayat 1 to 4, woe to those that deal in fraud. One, woe to those who deal in fraud. Two, those who when they have to receive by measure from man exact full measure. Three, but when they have to give by measure or weight to man, give less than due. So John 10:8, all before me were robbers and thieves. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Malachi 3:8-9. Will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering, ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. I like this saying from the Bible. Will a man rob God? Yes, a man will rob God. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say it is to us in the Quran? They are cheaters. They cheat you out of the life God created you for. So if they cheat you out of the life, that they are robbing God, because God is the one who possess all that, possess all of that, and he gives it to you to use for your own benefit. He trusts you with it. Now they take it. It was not yours. It was yours to use, so they take authority over it. Who did they take it from? God. They're robbing God. That's a sign of Jesus Christ pointing to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the comforter to come. And he is saying that before the creation of God is presented to the world and made free for all, the world will be under or in the hands of nothing but thieves. And when you study history, you see that power have done nothing but rob the masses. That's all they have done, and took the world as though it was theirs exclusively, right to have. It and all people that they decide to be out of it are out of it. No more. Muslim cannot accept that. So when I saw the wisdom, the beauty, and the kindness of the word of God for myself, studying the Quran, I made up my mind that no one would ever possess my spirit. No one would ever possess my mind, that it is for God and God alone. It makes you free. The word of God frees us when you get it directly from him, the way he gave it to his prophets and messengers. So when we get it from him, it frees us. It makes us humble ourselves. And we are happy to say, I'm nobody, God. It is so great. God is so great. I'm nobody. God is so high. I'm nobody. God is so beautiful. I'm nobody. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it humbles you. And that's what we need today. We need people who are not just our leaders, but they are also our brothers and sisters in obedience to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then we can have success. The Quran, Surah 84, Ayat 1 to 4. Matthew 24:29, stars fall. Joel 2:31, moon, blood, sun, darkness. Revelation 12:4, Satan, dragon, third star fell. So the stars fell mean that the saintly people lost their high place in the world. Sun gone means that the rational mind lost its place in society. Moon gone means that the light of spiritual guidance lost its place. The social spiritual light of intellect, is destroyed. Nothing brings about a more thorough destruction than fire. But the soul, ocean, trees, animals have never rebelled against God. It is the mind of man that acted against truth and brought the world to a state of hell. So change the mind, then change the world. So the mind of people must be renewed, given new soil for their knowledge to grow in. Rewarding of the land is the renewing of the idea that you have of the physical land. So when that idea is renewed and given to you in proper words, you have right knowledge and your vision is made new. Nothing is changed in the world until something is changed in your mind. So moon means light, spiritual guidance. So the moon means the light of spiritual guidance. It lost its place. So we are reading about a heaven that is going to be destroyed, rolled up like a scroll. And don't think it already has happened. The sun has been darkened. The moon has been darkened. And it turns to blood. The stars have fallen out of their place. And the earth is troubled with earthquakes. The thing that we have read about, or the destruction that will come in the final day, we have witnessed those things. And now we are battling to save ourselves from the final destruction that the wicked planners planned for us. God never planned these things for us. The dragon and his trail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Do you think that God would plan The destruction of the sun? No. The destruction of the moon? No. The death of the moon or the falling of the stars? The book says that Satan brought down a third of the kingdom. It says that at one time and in one stroke, Satan brought down a third of the stars. That should tell you who it is that is destroying the physical world. Not the physical world in a physical sense, but a physical world in a symbolic sense. These physical objects just stand as symbols representing something in our own life, in our own human makeup. So sun, symbolic of the conscious mind to make us active. Moon represents deep thoughts of reflection of reality. So what wakens us and starts us to be active in the morning? Isn't it the conscious mind when it awakens and the eyes open and you see the physical world? Isn't that the light on? That is the sun. The conscious mind. When you choose your when you close your eyes and think deep, you're trying to reach the moon. You want some reflection from the reality that you can't find. Now many of us, we do this and pretty soon we get a little light and we open our eyes and we can see some light on the dark question that we just a few minutes ago didn't see any light on. Destruction of the world is interperson. I'm only saying to you is this, that what you have been reading in scriptures of judgment, doom, the destruction of the universe, it is not talking about physical creation. It is talking about a human creation. It is talking about a social and spiritual life of the human being. That destruction will come upon our spiritual and social life. As the light of intelligence will be destroyed, people will open their eyes in the day and will look out at the physical and will not get true guidance because their mind will have already been poisoned by lies, corrupt knowledge. The Quran, Surah 84, Ayat 1-6. Earth will hearken to her law. Matthew 26:27, Last Supper, 12 disciples, Zodiac. So we are to understand that heaven orientated people, those whose heads are in the heavens, those whose orientation are in the heavens, who are they? Church people. Aren't they the one whose orientation, church people, Last Supper, is in the heavens? They are skyward people. And actually, the sign that they have in the religion, the rule in their religion is referred to the sky. And they have in the sky 12 times table, 12 disciples. Now, if you have gone to school and you have done your arithmetic, you have studied your 12 times table, right? So your 12 times table, why are they called tables? 12 times you have to be able to go through the whole 12 to understand the table. So Jesus is the 13th. Jesus Christ was the 13th one, right? And he was really over the 12. His job was to lead the 12 into the kingdom, right? Not just the 12, but they represent the people of the world too. So his job was to lead the spiritual people, the skyward people into the kingdom. Then why must there be a shaking up in the heavens? There is nothing wrong with the sun and the moon and the stars. Nothing is wrong with the physical heaven that it needs to be shook up. It's operating as God intended for it to operate. It was once shook up and troubled, but it is nice now. So you know, but there is another heaven There is a heaven of man that needs to be shook up so that people can see their real purpose and role in life. That tells us that a certain skyward order, a skyward religion, is not really healing the commands of his law. So now we know we are living witnesses that the cruelties meted out to us as slaves in America was not approved by the Christian religion, but it was allowed under Christian authority. So when the earth is flattened out and cast forth what is in it, this tells us that there are things that the heaven hides and things that the earth hides. So we are talking about the heaven of man, the religion of man, and the earth of man, the material world of man. Both are hiding things from us. And God is telling us in this Quran that there is coming a day when there is going to be a shaking up, a shake up. Things are going to be shaken out of place and manifest what they are hiding. And heaven and earth will hearken to Allah. Heaven and earth will heed the warnings of God that can only come about when we give the masses of people the truth. As long as the masses of people don't have the truth, then those few who operate in secrecy, they have protection. Their protection is our refusal to let it be known. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 1, by the mansions. John 14:2, Father's house, many mansions. El-Islam is life, mansions means material establishment. So El-Islam is life. And as the Old Testament and the New Testament promises God's worshipers life and a good life, so it is the promise in the Quran. It is the same. God says that he will give his worshiper life and a good life and a good establishment. So I'm very familiar with the Bible, and God says also that he will give his worshipers mansions. So that's the good establishment and dwelling. So where they will be secure and have the beautiful and good thing that their hearts or that their souls wanted. This is a promise that is in the great religions of Judaism, Christianity, and El-Islam. Then what has El-Islam specifically or particularly has to offer? So we are called to life by the three religions. And the three great religions promise good life and a good establishment, the fulfillment of all good desires. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers flowing underneath. So rivers flowing underneath means life. So water of life, of human sentiment and faith. So life begins with trust. If the infant comes here, not trusting the mother, the infant may die. So faith is the beginning of life and human feeling, sentiment. That is the beginning of life. God says he began the creation out of water. That is the beginning of life for us, that our feelings, our innocence, and good, and our sentiments are alive and good. So that is the beginning of life for us. Water underneath, which rivers flow means, you don't have to have it revealed to you from the sky. It is already in your life that God creates. So rivers beneath, the Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers beneath. So in the Quran it says, if you remain faithful, he will give you a life hereafter. And it will be in a garden with rivers flowing underneath the surface. So we are used to rivers flowing on top of the surface that we see. These will be rivers flowing beneath the surface. We won't see those rivers. they are flowing beneath the surface to abide therein eternally. So you are never to be kicked out of there. The Jews can drive the Palestinians out of their land. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this land with rivers flowing underneath the garden, nobody can cast you out. It is yours eternally. Which one would you like to have? The one that somebody, the new landlord, comes and says move? Or the one that keeps the same landlord and he puts you there and they can't even see your garden or your river? So they are hidden from them, the disbelievers who cannot see them. They are not meant for their eyes. So they cannot take your garden away. That is a good situation to be in, to get the benefit of this world that man has. So body, if formed, hidden in the womb, like the inner person, is formed inside the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms life in the mothers hidden from the view of human beings. And when he delivers it, it is complete. And it is only a sign of how he formed the constitution of the human person. His reasoning, his sensitivity, his interest, his vision form all over again. And nobody sees that construction going on until it is delivered. And we recognize that this is a new person. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 13. He originates and restores and repeats. The Quran, Surah 55, 1 to 4. Thought the Quran created man. So the merciful God taught the Quran to Muhammad and created the human person model. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. And when he did that, for Muhammad, he did that for all the world. So if they accept the Quran, Muhammad, that he created with the Quran, then they get the benefit too. They will also be created anew. So the whole world can have a new life, a new creation, a higher life, if they just accept the Quran and Muhammad, those followers who accept the Quran and Muhammad. They became a new world, a new people, a new world. And they even stimulated or affected the other worlds, the outside world, to quicken that life in them and bring them to a revival, if not to the new life, or to the new creation that Allah intends. Renewal, death equals merit, hundreds. That whenever it's necessary, he brings and renews. We think it is every 100 years. Hundreds is symbolic. It's a play on death. Mate is a play on merit. The same letter combination, just a different ascent. So one is 100 years and the other one is death. So the 100 years and whenever we die is to Allah, is die to it, Allah blesses us with a renewal. So Allah created and repeats. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 13, originates and repeats. So the dead human being and teaching brought him to life. So this is the more important creation for us, isn't it? Praise be to Allah. So Allah is the best of creators, mankind. So the Quran says, then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot, we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bone and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we delivered out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. And this is the creation that enables us to become creators. Yes, creators, inventors, masters of the sciences, producers of goods and services. Someone might say, oh no, one is a creator but God. Read your Quran again. And Allah is the best of creators. That's God's words in the Quran. Can't you feel the angels descending and the Holy Spirit? I do, and I can feel the Holy Spirit and the angels coming down in the darkness by the permission of their Lord. So man progresses as his eyes open. So you know man progresses as the lens on his eyes open up to see more and to see clearly. So the more his eyes and the lens open, the compute more of the world that God created. And he's able to see it clearly and understand it. And the more progress we have. That's why there is no progress until day, right? So in the story of creation, nothing happens. It was darkness everywhere, and then the light came on, and the thing began to take form, to be present, to be seen. That is life's activities and progress. God says, travel through the earth. That means visit areas outside of your area, not where there is nothing but sand. Because he says, and see how he started creation and repeats it. Travel to the earth and see how God began creation and repeats it. Now you know that God could be understood from just a reflection of civilization, how they raised and fell, and how new civilization raises up behind those falling civilizations. I could understand it that way. Travel through the earth. Ask what you'll see. You will see the ruins of ancient civilization. The ruins over upon the ruins, they will see next civilization, the new civilization. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. I thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, for allowing me to come before you once again. And I thank you, my honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening. We will continue this next Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God.